Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
As Mary and I welcome all of you back for the B Block, health, healing, and hotels is on tap, but first, we're sponsored by Hilton.
We've always believed it matters where you stay, and whenever you're on the move, whether it's a vacation, maybe it's a business trip, solo, or with a group, with more than 7,000 properties in over 120 countries, Hilton and their 19 world-class brands offer accommodations to meet your every need.
Whether you're exploring a new or familiar city, traveling with family, friends, maybe it's your pets, maybe you're conducting important business, whatever it is, folks, make it Hilton for the stay. To book a reservation today, find a direct link to Hilton at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, with hotels and resorts around the globe, Healing Hotels of the World strives to offer travelers fulfilling and transformative healing hospitality experiences that ideally inspire new practices and habits when guests return home. Its founder and CEO, Anne Bigging, is joining us via Google Meet from Germany. Here she is now.
Greeting, Anne. Nice to welcome you back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you for having me. Fantastic.
Well, great to have you with us. All right, and listen, a lot has changed since we initially spoke with you back in 2017. I think it was early 2017. I mean, what hasn't changed in 6 years? For one, this show has added over 300 more stations to our national network, and that means there's a lot of new listeners across the USA now listening through the 510 stations or so we have. So I want you to begin with, you know, sharing why you created Healing Hotels of the World. And since it's all about health and wellness, you must be experiencing, you know, I would think, pretty good bump in business with these hotel retreat programs coming out of the pandemic.
Well, definitely. Okay, so the first question you're asking is why? Why did I create Healing Hotels of the World? You know, I have been a world traveler all my life, and in my many of my professional trips, I was staying in really nice, beautiful, you know, top-notch, top-class hotels, especially in the States, because I was working for several United States governments as a tourism advisor. So these hotels were all kind of nice and very luxury, but I found them so, forgive me, boring. Really boring. Why? Because I couldn't take my own holistic lifestyle with me. You know, I was feeling a bit cold. It was feeling not very personal and so on. So I thought, you know, this can be better. And nobody did it, so I decided I'm going to do this. I create a brand called Healing Hotels of the World for people who want to, when they're in the cities, take their lifestyle, their well-being lifestyle with them, or in the resorts to go on a retreat,
sure.
You know, to find out, well, how can life be better?
Well, and it certainly has grown. So since the pandemic, though, are you seeing a big bump? More people are focused on their health and certainly their wellness, I would think.
You know, I like to say... the pandemic enriched the conversation about hospitality, not only about hospitality, of course, but really about what is life? You know, what is this beautiful, precious, precious life we are living? And it was, you know, it was at stake during the, you know, during the pandemic for every one of us. And I think people, we say woke up, yes and no, but at least we found something.
Right. And let's talk a little bit about some of the offerings. So one of your newest members in your portfolio happens to be one of my favorite hotels in Italy, actually the world, Palazzo di Verignano. They're going to get a nice shout out right now. I found that hotel so healing just being on the grounds, and I didn't even use a spa when I was at that property.
We had such a good time there.
So they're offering a better sleep retreat right now. That's just one example. I'm sure each of your properties is unique and offers customized experience. So why don't you give our listeners a kind of an overview of some of the types of healing modalities that they can find at some of these retreat resorts?
Yeah, I love that question because it's really, you know, if you look at the 90 plus, almost 100 partner hotels all over the world, it's like a rainbow, you know. So you have different opportunities in different places, different cultures offer different programs. And not everybody is into getting up at 5 a.m. like I do with my daughter when we go on our mother-daughter retreats. Mm-hmm. Getting up at 5 a.m., going onto a hike like we did in Golden Door right now. And then you go back, you have your breakfast in your room, and then you have your yoga classes, your Pilates classes. You have personal fitness sessions. You enjoy healthy nutrition. You have your tarot card reading. You have, you know, a lot of massages. It's really about body, mind, and soul. And depending, very much depending on the culture of this country, because we are global, you have a different set of programs. And I find this very important.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I would hope and I would guess, and I know we've talked to you before, and I believe that this is also part of the goals of Healing Hotels, is also to help guests, once they've completed their retreat and their stay, teaching them how to bring habits back home with them as well to continue that lifestyle when they return home, correct?
Yes. You know, what happens is, you just mentioned when you were in Italy in this beautiful property, you felt a healing vibe even before you started the program.
Yeah.
And this is actually very strong in Healing Hotels of the World. You know, I feel the earth energy. I really feel this. That's why I created the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And so earth can heal us. And if you understand that, and if you get into your body, into your mind, into your soul during your stay in a healing hotel, you naturally, you know, you have a yearning inside to continue that journey. Mm-hmm. Meaning, you know, you can learn from whatever is there and take it home.
Yeah, I think we, and there's been many properties I can think of over the years that we have gone to where a lot of that, you do bring back things you've learned, mm-hmm. whether it's cultural, whether it is about the health and wellness. But for listeners tuned in right now across the country, when a hotel or resort enters into the Healing Hotels of the World portfolio, Anne, you know, I'd expect there's going to be some type of important philosophy, standards that you require, that you hold, you know, that they must be upheld to, because it can certainly affect the overall experience. So talk about that with us a little bit. What do you look for in these properties?
So we have in Healing Hotels of the World, we have the standards and criteria, which took me 2 years to create them, actually, before we listed the brand. It's 250 touch points from the respect towards the land where this property is built, what materials are used, what is happening in the property, how, you know, in terms of programs, health programs, nutrition, the staff, how do you treat the staff? How do you treat the family of the staff? How do you treat the earth? How do you treat the environment? How do you contribute to the rest of the world, you know, with your healing thoughts? It's a huge 360 degree of, you know, well-meaning towards everything and everyone.
So a trend that we're seeing here, and we're talking about a lot lately on the show, is a desire to spend more time in one destination. So even cruise companies are changing. They're making itineraries longer in the Caribbean because people are asking for that and really immersive travel. And I see on the website you do have some three-day retreats, but you do have many five-day, seven-day, and even a little bit longer. Are most of them at least 5 days, and is that something that you would recommend?
I would say that's the minimum. I mean, if you're a first timer and you just want to sniff it in, you know, get this little idea what this could be, then you can do it on the weekend, really. Mm-hmm. But I would recommend 5 days is even short. If you don't have more time, I mean, I'm in Germany, so we have a lot of vacation here, but you guys have less.
We do.
So
unfortunately,
ideally. Yeah, you should change that. But,
yes, we should. That's a whole other conversation.
Because I think it's some of our properties, people stay 4 weeks.
4 weeks?
Wow. 4 weeks. And then they have a result. Yeah.
Well, and I was just going to say, you know that the saying out there is Americans, we live to work, while the Europeans, you work to live. So, I mean, that is, we understand that. Really quick, you know, we've got about a little over a minute with you. So, all right, the company is clearly, you've grown dramatically. What other wish lists or things still to do you have for the company coming forward?
I want us to deliver as much as possible of healing ideas to everyone in the world. You know, I just want to be popular in Europe or the States. I want, you know, every continent, every person to benefit from what we do. You know, not in their personal life. It's not about me, about the company. Yes, I'm running the company, but it's about people. I want, you know, so many people to feel and understand the healing vibe. Well, that's very, very important.
Well, you certainly have created something that is all-encompassing, very inclusive, and as I said to begin this segment, you know, health, healing, and hotels, let's be honest. I mean, that they all go together very nicely. So, and very nice to connect with you and to see you actually through Google Meet today. I know the country can't, but it's been nice to at least do this with you today. Folks, if you want to find out more, the website is very easy, healinghotelsoftheworld.com, healinghotelsoftheworld.com. And go check it out. Let us know if you go to a Healing Hotel of the World property, and we will share that with Anne. Anne, have a nice weekend, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Great to be with you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mary, there goes. And 250 touch points. Wow, she's got a lot. And, folks, listen, these are all different types of hotels, all brands, all types,
and
under the Healing Hotels
out,
of the World moniker.
And I want to point out all different types of budgets as well, which I think is important because I think people think, oh, a retreat has to be really expensive. There's lots of different offerings there.
So all right, so there you have it. And you know, Mary, you know another way to get away and relax, perhaps, and enjoy traveling?
What's that?
Well, it's coming up in the E-Block. How about Dream Yacht?
Dream Yachts.
How about
Stick around for that one.
That's coming up, folks, in the E-Block later this hour. But right now, as we take a short time out for a few important sponsor messages, we hope you stick around because there's a lot more of the show to come. How much, in fact? 90 minutes is still to go on this April 15th live broadcast, and we'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.